USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump on Twitter announced that the meeting between himself and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place in Singapore on June 12th. Just before dawn today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Senator Ted Cruz went on Fox and Friends and shared his perspective on what this means.
Well, it's a big deal, and the president is to be commended for bringing these three Americans home. That is a major victory, and it's really the results of American strength. You know, we saw for 8 years under Barack Obama a foreign policy that was really a policy of weakness and appeasement. Remember how Obama put it, leading from behind. And the problem is weakness and appeasement doesn't work, especially with dictators like Kim Jong-un. President Trump has come in with a strong American foreign policy, getting back to peace through strength.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and salt fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
About half of all Americans now live under sanctuary policies that shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. That's according to a new study that was released today by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The study also calculates that there are 564 states and municipalities that refuse some level of cooperation with federal immigration authorities as of April 1. The price of oil has continued to go up since President Donald Trump made the announcement that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the international nuclear pact with Iran. But the big question is, how high will oil continue to go, and has it reached its peak? Stephen Shork is a global energy expert. He explains why he believes the price of oil may have peaked.
And there is a sweet spot for oil prices right now. And we are significantly, as I said before, about, you know, at least $5, probably $7 above what the market is dictating right now.
For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study out says the American workforce gave up 705 million vacation days last year alone. And of those days, 212 million were forfeited, or they could not be banked or rolled over or paid out. Well, one of the hot new destinations for vacations is Alaska. I talked to Mark Adams. He's the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. And he talks about the tourism industry in Alaska.
Tourism is a big business, especially in the summer. You know, it used to be, you may remember this, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, I remember friends of friends supposedly going off to Alaska to make money in a salmon canning factory for the summer. It's like, you can make $1,000 a week or whatever. The same thing happens now, but the college kids come in and they all work in the tourism industry. They're catering to these cruise ship passengers in towns like, you know, Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway. So that's a big source of employment. But once you get out of a few, you know, main sort of tourism hubs, you know, there's not really a lot of tourism in these smaller places. So, you know, it's you know, a very genuine, you know, down-home Alaska experience.
And who knows, you may just run into the Palins in Alaska as well. And finally, back on this date, in 1503, Christopher Columbus discovered the Cayman Islands. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.